Hi everyone, and today I want to talk about, are you the meal or just an appetizer? So what is the obvious difference between an appetizer and a meal? Well, an appetizer we just snack on. You eat it because you try to fill the hunger, you just taste it, you come here and there, you try this one or that one, whichever tastes better. If you like it, you keep on snacking on it. If you don't like it, you don't eat it. Whereas in a meal, it's quite a different story. We are willing to pay for it. We're willing to sit down, to eat it, to savor it, to enjoy it, to have a great time with it. So how does that translate whether you're a meal or an appetizer? Well, it's quite obvious, as you probably can tell. So if you're an appetizer, obviously you're being snacked on. And what I mean by that is the person is not really willing to spend quality time with you. They call you when they feel like it, when they're emotional, or when they need some support, or they need someone to talk to, or someone to hang out to. You become an emotional call or a booty call with guys. It's not really a time where you feel valued. You may feel needed and wanted at the moment, but it's not something that you feel like it's fulfilling you, or it's a fulfilling time. You always feel like you want some more. Basically because the person is snacking on you. So do you want to be that? You have to ask yourself that question. Is being an appetizer something that you desire? Is that what you're looking for in a relationship? Do you want to be snacked on, tasted, without actually being paid for, that meal that is worth the money? It's worth the time. It's worth investing in and hang around with and building a relationship with? Or do you want to be the meal? And I believe that your answer is, of course I want to be the meal. But is it really that what you are portraying? Is it really what you are showing forward to the other person, that that's what you are, a meal? That you are valuable enough to pay, to be paid for, to spend the time with, to savor, to admire, to enjoy. You see, when the other individual treats you like a meal, they will cherish you. They will love you. They will spend time with you and a quality time with you. They will not even want to be away from you. They will do everything they can to be around you. They will call you and ask you how you doing, how you feeling, what can I do? They will try to find out what you like, what are your hobbies, and they will try to fulfill that need, fulfill that time with you with things that you want to do. They will want to please you and give you their best. No price will be, you know, good enough for you. So just think about that. This is the difference between being a meal and being an appetizer. A lot of women settled for being an appetizer, which I don't really understand, because we are such amazing creation. We are such amazing human beings and gorgeous, and just have so much to give, so much emotion, so much love, so much compassion, so much care. And we are very valuable because of that. We are desirable because of that. So when a woman decides to be an appetizer, it actually makes me very sad. I can see that when I go out and I watch women who are clinging to the guys and trying to get their attention, where you can obviously see that the guy is just, you know, with them for their own convenience, for their satisfaction of their own emotions and their own desires, but not really giving into the woman, and she's hanging on his arm and squeezing them and trying to make the conversation work, or asks them out. And it's just really sad to look how women can diminish themselves, how they can devalue themselves, instead of portraying that there are the ones who are valuable, that are the ones who are being able to be the meal, be the woman that the other guy needs. Ladies, you are worth so much more than just being an appetizer. So please do not let a guy treat you like one. Do not let them come in when they want to and try you out and then go to somebody else. Do not let them treat you like second best. You are supposed to be the one, the only one. Not just an appetizer, not just someone that is convenient. You are the prize. Now for the guys, are you an appetizer? You also have to ask yourself that question. It doesn't only relate to women and men relationships, but men with women. You know, is she treating you as someone that is just satisfaction to her own emotions and their own desires? Does she treat you as a bank where you have to buy things for her in order for her to be with you, where you have to measure up to certain things or her expectations because otherwise she's not going to be around you? Do you have to fulfill her every emotional need? Is she giving you drama all the time? Is she showing you her weird emotions and flipping on you or telling you that you're not good enough? You know, these are the things you also have to ask yourself, because you as men are also valuable to us. We were created in a way to admire you, to long for you, to be around you, and to feel like you are our fulfillment. So if a woman is giving you drama, if she's causing kind of weird situations and blaming you for everything in her life and always wanting to be around you, or, you know, trying to make you jealous and hang out with other guys, you're just a snack. Because when a woman really likes a guy, she will be the only one for them. She will make sure that you feel like you're the man in her life, that she values you, she admires you, she can't be without you, she'll appreciate you, she will probably cook for you and call you and be there for you, especially when you need her. So she will be able to give you everything that you need, if you obviously give back to her, but she will be willing to pay to sacrifice her time, and she will not be walking around and giving you an attitude. If she sees that you have a bad day, she will try to ask you how you're doing and help you out, help to ease your pain or help to ease your anxiety, to be there for you and not the other way around where everything is all about her. So guys, also remember, you don't need the drama. You don't need to be an appetizer. You also deserve to be a meal. So take some time and evaluate, you know, which relationship are you in? Are you the appetizer? Are you a meal? Whether you're a woman or a man, it does not really matter. We all look for the same thing. We look for love. We look for the one. We look for the one that we want to invest in and have unconditional love from and give unconditional love to. So please sit down for a minute, evaluate, see if you really want to be an appetizer. Are you wanting to be a meal? Is the person treating you as an appetizer, or are they treating you like a meal? And whichever you see, that's what you have to decide. Now, if you're an appetizer, you know, do you really want to stay in it? I would suggest get out of it. Why you want it to be an appetizer where you can have a great and amazing meal, and that's what you can be. So think about where you are at and the relationship you're in, because it does have a great impact on your self-worth. It has a great impact on your self-esteem, and it will either leave a scar or make you a better person, make you someone confident and someone who believes in themselves, someone who is appreciated. Because being an appetizer will leave you with scars. It will leave you with insecurity. It will leave you with feeling like you're not good enough. Whereas being a meal, you will feel like you are appreciated and you are loved and you are cherished. And that's ultimately what we all want. And that's all what we need in our lives, is to be with someone who will do that for us, who will be for us the one who cherishes us, the one who loves us, the one who appreciates us, the one who admires us and accepts us for who we are. So I hope this short episode helped you out. There's not much to talk about it anyway, because it's kind of all obvious, but good luck finding the one and making sure that you are the meal. Thank you.